Martika!
LP!
What up, though? Welcome to episode 2 of the Bacheleteros, Bachelor Nation, Sazón. You already know our names because we just said it. Martika, how you feeling right now?
I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling conflicted. I feel personally attacked, emotionally drained. I'm all of these things and more. How about you?
Ditto. For sure. Like, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm pleased, I'm very teased, all of the above. And yo, today's episode, we're going to go over a lot of things of what happened. Episode 2 on Peter season. Yo, Champagne Gate. We got Kelsey's dramatic ass that we're going to be talking about. Hannah Ann's evil ass that we're going to be talking about.
Hold on. Don't go hating on Hannah Ann now. Do not.
We will get there. Martika, settle down. This is very biased. This next one. Victoria FB and Victoria, yes. Yeah.
Nope.
I know you disagree with that. We'll get there as well, too. And of course,
homewrecker. Homewrecker.
Stop. Be nice. No, so at the end of the podcast, of course, just like any other episode, we have the hashtag Bacheletero Awards. 3 different awards, all right? So we have La Loca of the Week.
The crazy.
We have La Come Mierda. Yes, the crazy girl of the week. We have the Come Mierda of the Week, the one who ate the most shit. And we have the MV3, the most valuable 3 girls.
This episode was all sorts of crazy. I have to tell you that I feel like, again, I'm emotionally drained from this episode, even from the beginning all the way to the end. And what's even worse is that Champagne Gate hasn't ended. It hasn't ended. It is extended until next week. Do you realize this?
Dude, I'm emotionally exhausted. I'm not even in the game. I'm not even in the competition or nothing like that. I'm legit emotionally exhausted. I'm like happy, sad. It's like, damn, yo.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's what the Bachelor franchise wants from us. That's how they want us to feel. But let's get things started, and let's start with talking about how the episode continued from episode 1 with Hannah and Peter's convo, which it left me ultimately confused. It was inconclusive. Nothing really happened. It was just like you felt the sexual tension in the room. You automatically assumed that she could have potentially stayed, but obviously she wasn't Dancing with the Stars and recording at that time, and she couldn't, you know, stay and be part of Peter's season. But you felt like that chemistry, that palpable chemistry between them. And my favorite part of the whole conversation was when he was like, "You're the one who said no to me. I never said no to you." And I was like, mic drop, 2 points for being a Pete. 2 points for being a Pete right when he said that. I was like, that was the perfect way to describe their relationship, because he's absolutely right. Like, I never said no to you. I never said no to you. You're the one who rejected me. I would have always let you back in. And a little side note, in a recent interview that he did, he basically said if Hannah would have came up to him and would have wanted to date him even after he was chosen as the Bachelor, he would have said no to being the Bachelor. He would have ripped up his contract with ABC and would have gone with her.
So that would have been pretty interesting. And then we would have had Mike Johnson. Yes, sir.
We don't know that. He was so boring. So boring. I love him. Mind you, I've listened to a bunch of his interviews with in different Bachelor Nation podcasts, and he's fantastic, but he showed no personality in Bachelor.
Yeah, you're the biggest Mike Johnson hater.
I'm not a hater.
You're the only Mike Johnson hater that I know.
No. I am the only Victoria Fuller hater that you know. Just FYI. But that's
not you are.
I love Mike. I think he's handsome. He's that sexual chocolate sexy.
But you don't like him enough to be the Bachelor, though. You hate him.
Because he was boring. I don't hate him. He was just boring in Bachelor in Paradise. He showed nothing. Pero qué hizo? No hizo absolutamente nada. He did nothing to prove himself to be the Bachelor.
He made out with Kaylin. He got kind of like, not even heartbroken, but like he kind of got like broken.
by Sydney.
By Kaylin. But no. They had him and Cindy had zero connection. There was zero chemistry. Like they had nothing in common. But remember, he made out with Kaylin. They had like a little thing.
Yeah, but she was always going to pick Dean. Like Dean was.
Oh yeah, yeah. Her heart. Yeah, Kaylin's heart was set on Dean. And Hannah Brown, apparently, her heart was set on Pete after obviously it failed with Jed and with Tyler. And she even told Peter, like, "Yo, like, let's catch a flight. Let's get out of here." And Pete was like, nah.
I just feel like that conversation was completely inconclusive. There was no real ending to it. So that honestly, I felt like they left an open door there. I feel like they left a window open.
Just in case there's some bullshit that happens at the end of the show.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised that if
which
at the
they
end of
teased
this-
at yeah. Remember, mm-hmm. Chris Harrison, when Pete had that ring out, was like, "Yo, we got to tell you something." And then he's like, "Oh, man." So I feel like that's when Jed comes out.
Jed doesn't come out, but Hannah B comes back with her probably. Dancing with the Stars trophy. This bittersweet ending wouldn't be amazing if you weren't in my life. I just finished winning Dancing with the Stars. Will you be my dance partner for life? And they cha-cha off into the sunset.
You know what? I'm not Xing out. I'm not excluding any ending to The Bachelor, because yo, these producers are good, man. They know how to flip some stories. They know how to turn things around.
They're the ones that started Champagne Gate 2020. They're the ones that started it,
bro. Champagne Gate. Oh my god. Well, first of all, right before we get there, you know, let's lead into it. That group date. First of all, there was no group date.
It got canceled.
It was a bunch of girls that escorted Pete into getting into that room with Hannah to talk to him.
Yes.
And then that was it. And then they got to hang out at night afterwards.
Well, no, I felt like when Peter addressed it and he was addressing to the girls, "Hey, I'm going to cancel it." The girls were rolling their eyes. They were like, "Are you serious?"
Deservedly so.
This is the bullshit excuse you're giving us. Like, they were very, and I don't blame them for feeling some type of way, because at the end of the day, it's like your ex is coming back, and if you weren't ready to be The Bachelor, you should have not joined up and signed up for this show. Period, point blank. Because at the end of the day, you still have feelings for your ex. And the one
Natasha. Mainly La Morena. Natasha. Exactly. Yo, she was the one that was like speaking on behalf of everybody. And she was like, "Yo, you fucking up right now. What's up? We out here for you. Like, what are you here for? What you trying to do, huh?" And you know, so like, I think she won a lot of points with Peter. For her being so direct. And she won a lot of points for me. Like, I wasn't really crazy about Natasha. She was my local of the week last week. But y'all, like, I was very impressed with that directness.
Then again, she's the oldest of the group. She's 30.
That don't mean shit.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. Yes, being old don't mean shit.
Yes, it does. She is the level-headed woman of the group. And you know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of Rachel Lindsay. The first ever bachelorette that was Morenita. The way that they present themselves, the way that they were very vocal. And I love when she was like, she wants to know a free Peter. She didn't want she didn't want a Peter with baggage. She wants to know a free Peter. I was like, yes, boo. You say what you need to say. So, I mean, I thought her, the way that she stood up for the group and the way she stood up for herself made Peter want to give her a rose.
Martica, what? Just because you're older than somebody doesn't mean that you're a lot mature and you got your shit more put together than other people. Like, yo, like being old don't mean shit. Like,
yeah, but she proved to be.
Well, there's some youngins that are so much more mature and got their shit way, way, way more intact than some of these older people. You know that's a fact.
Agreed, but let's be honest. Out of these group of women in particular, Natasha is the oldest, and Natasha's the one that has a good head on her shoulders. And she proved it tonight on this week's episode. I'm sorry to tell you.
I can't fight that. I don't think there's like a legit leader of like maturity.
But she is. She is the leader of maturity right now. She is the voice of reason. Bueno, listen, everybody has a bad night. Everybody has a bad night.
I don't want to hear that.
Everybody's entitled to a bad night, unlike your Victoria Fuller, who's had not one, but two nights where she be acting crazy.
Yo, she's like, her emotions are super bipolar. Yes. Place, yo.
Yes. Yep. Facts.
Yeah, like, but in the beginning, I was proud of her because I'm like, yo, like, there's a lot of drama. It's not involving her. She's not letting herself get involved in none of this. You know, she's very chill. She was mellow. She was being there for Kelsey and all, and getting to Kelsey. Yo.
Hold on, wait. We're so, you know, we just skipped over the group dates, right? We've just.
Yo.
Sorry.
Well, were they really dates, though?
Well, I mean, the group date. A lot happened in the group date, you know. Right, so, we finally saw a little bit about Sydney. You were like tweeting about her, how hot she is, and oh my god,
Sydney is fire. And like, this is like the first time that we got to know Sydney, and it looks like in the previews for next week's episode, it looks like she's on a one-on-one date on a chopper. Where
this her little conversation actually sparked that up, and what I liked most about it is that she opens up about her childhood and how she grew up biracial, and she had to deal with profiling and prejudice, and that she wasn't just your regular Southern girl. And I liked that. Yeah. I liked that she showed that side of her. And obviously Peter did too, because she ended up getting the group date rose.
And she's part of Dominican.
Which is why she talked about being biracial, which is honestly, I like that there's more of a Latina representation in The Bachelor.
Hell yeah, I love that she's Dominican, period. I grew up with mad Dominicans, man. Hell yeah. Yeah, you ever had a mofongo or like a platano?
Of course. I had an ex-boyfriend who was half Dominican, half Cuban. And I love
God bless your soul.
What do you mean, God bless my soul? The guy was a nice guy.
Yes, es milagro, because that should sound like a crazy ass combo, guys.
It wasn't. No. He came from a nice family. It just didn't work out. Nice. Yeah, it just didn't work out. But he was a really nice guy.
So in other words,
he was the first person to take me to New York. When I went to New York for the first time, he was the one that took me. He took me to my first Broadway show. So
Martica. Like,
yeah,
so
he took me in a carriage ride through Central Park. Yeah, like the guy did it big. The guy did it big when he took me to New York. So I have not love.
In other words, he was adopted and raised by white parents.
No, not at all.
I'm kidding.
Not
I'm kidding.
At all.
I'm kidding. No, that's what's up. No, like I love the fact that he did do that. And shouts to that guy. I hope he's listening. Hell yeah. He's like, damn, y'all. I missed out on Martica. Anyways.
Actually, I've heard that he has said that, but that's neither here nor there. That's neither
here nor there. Yo, but back to Sydney. I don't know. Like I really admire her so much out of nowhere. I feel like we didn't get to really know her last week. And now she left a really good impression, and she had like one of the first few deep conversations that had nothing to do with windmills, that had nothing to do with like just being silly and playing around. Like at the end of the day, like in a relationship, you're gonna have to have these kind of deep and uncomfortable conversations. And I can only imagine that being a very uncomfortable conversation for her. So kudos to Sydney. I'm happy that she got that group date rose.
And another one that stood out in the group date was McKenna. Yeah, McKenna, and did you see that Peter pulled out the move again?
Yo, I told you. What I tell you about every guy having the move? He pulled out the same move, brought on the countertop, and then Thoma.
Yes. I was like, really, Peter? Really? But did you see how her toes were curling and she was flexing her feet while she was on top of him? Yes. Yes, she was flexing her feet. She was enjoying those kisses, enjoying that moment.
Yeah, she was in that. Mm-hmm.
Well, Peter was enjoying it too, especially after he was like, "You're someone who makes me want to leave the past where it is."
Yeah, now I understand why The Bachelor is sponsored by Orbit.
Why?
Because, like, y'all, like, kissing all these girls, making out all of them, and then kissing on them. Like, first of all, girls be sweaty as hell. Like,
yes.
Let's be real. There's some girls that like are suit like I'm talking about shining armor. You know the armor that you put on the tire? I forgot what it's called. That you buy like at AutoZone and it makes your tires look shiny as hell. Mm-hmm. So like girls' skins be that sweaty like that. And so and Peter always goes, I don't know if you noticed, he loves going for the neck too. And like, esos todos al that like sweat.
That's not necessarily true. That's
so,
not
like so
true.
Like he got like five different types of sweat in his mouth, and like of course they gotta be sponsored by Orbit. Like that makes so much sense now. Which
yeah,
because
he kissed Sydney, he kissed McKenna. I'm trying to think who else he kissed on that group date.
Damn.
Lexi.
Oh,
the redhead.
That was, that was a cool interaction too with Lexi.
Yes. Did he give her the Corvette or like the little?
Yeah, because he was like, wait, who are you? Like, what did you bring? Like, trying to act stupid. And she was the one that brought that red Corvette. And then she was like, for real? And then he brought out the little Hot Wheel. The Hot Wheel.
He gave her a Hot Wheel.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
She's underrated in my book. I think she's going to be a problem, like, you know, in a good way down the road. I like Lexi.
We'll see. I think, you know who she reminds me of? The girl that plays Sleeping Beauty in the Maleficent series with Angelina Jolie. Que la hermana de, oh my God. It's not Dakota Fanning. It's her sister, Elle Fanning. That's who she reminds me of.
She reminds me more of a Lindsay Lohan minus the drugs when she was younger.
No, but I feel like Lexi's way prettier than Lindsay minus Las Pecas.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely think Lexi's prettier, but she gives me Lindsay Lohan vibes all day without the drugs.
But either way. Yeah, no. So yeah. I'm shaking it off right now. But either way, congrats to Sydney who got the group date rose.
Word.
McKenna felt some type of way about it because she for sure thought she had it after Peter pulled out the move.
She really did, yeah. Like, you know, and they was all dancing. Yo, all they need is un reggaetoncito because they had the perreo set, like, right on point, you know?
Facts.
Like, he was in the front. He was in the back. All you had to do was, ow, you know, just, like, throw the head over. Toma. Eso es Tego Calderón, you feel me? No.
Oh, my goodness. But, yes, it was
true. Like, I thought the Cuban was going to come out, and it didn't.
It halfway came out with the move.
Yeah, with the move, yeah. So that was like 10% Cuban that came out, you know, 10% Latino. I really wanted like a little perreito, you know. That would have been.
They're
nice.
Not gonna do a perreito. Hello, this is Bachelor Nation. This isn't on Univision. This isn't on Telemundo. This is on ABC. I'm prime time.
Un perreito's not gonna happen. Latino?
He's not the first Latino Bachelor. We've had this discussion.
First Cuban,
and he's not even full Cuban. He's half, but. Anyways, but after the group dates, then we go back to the mansion, and it's time for dun, dun, dun,
Champagne Gate.
So let's break down what happened with Champagne Gate. Okay, so Kelsey, which I don't know her occupation right now, basically she brought a special bottle of really expensive champagne that was given to her for her birthday to share with Peter. And she wanted to use it at night one, but she never really got the chance. And she's like, all right, so this is the opportunity. This rose ceremony, I'm going to do this. She brings it out like in the little container with the eyes, two glasses, and she sets it up by the fireplace. She goes to find Peter and she discovers that McKenna, after like making out with him, having the date prior to, has stolen him off somewhere to go speak to him and all that jazz. And then Kelsey got super pissed and was like, hold on, McKenna, I'm about to snatch your wig off. Who do you think you are? She called her a snake. She went psychotic.
Yo, crazy.
Like unnecessarily psycho. She left me like, stupefy. What did you think about that interaction and her confronting her? Like, why did you take him away? Like, that was our special time. That was supposed to be our moment.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, at the end of the day, it's a game. You know, like, it's gonna happen. You knew exactly shit like that was gonna happen coming into the mansion. Second of all, when it comes to you having your time with Peter, you gotta believe you're only gonna get a couple minutes. Because there's like at least another 20 other girls that are waiting for their opportunity to hang out with Peter. And you think not one person's gonna like have the balls to just come out and be like, yo, I wanna spend time with my man too. So Kelsey, I think that was a very naive.
And childish.
Yeah, very naive and childish attitude from her part. And then when it came to the bottle, like I appreciated the intent of what she was trying to do, but how she did it sucked, man. First of all, how are you going to leave a bottle of champagne lying around in a mansion full of girls who just started drinking? They're all like 21. Okay, maybe not 21.
Yeah. You're exaggerating there.
Yeah, no, I'm very much exaggerating. But yeah, come on now. Like, first of all, girls love two things as far as alcohol. Wine and alcohol. Wine and champagne, right?
Yep.
Now, Kelsey, I, man. she fucked herself up on that one. Like, why are you gonna leave that bottle laying around, you know, assuming that nobody's gonna take it, yo? Like, you could tell she's never been in the hood or she's never grew up in the hood, because you lock your doors, you make sure everything that's in your possession is safe, you don't leave anything lying around because somebody will take that shit. You don't leave your wallet hanging around. You don't leave your purse hanging around. You don't leave your keys hanging around. You don't leave your hat. You don't leave your finger or your fingernails leave like laying around. Yo, you take what's yours with you everywhere because somebody will be on some bullshit and they will take your shit.
But don't you think she would have looked crazy running around the mansion holding all of that together? Like, fuck, seriously.
What? Yo,
she would have looked crazy.
Yo, like, fuck more than what the girls did. Think. Like, at the end of the day, it's not up to, like, what the girls think of her, but more of what Peter thinks of her. And I loved the intention of what she was trying to do. I thought it was cute. I thought it was special. She's been saving that bottle for over a year. Girls mm-hmm. are sarcastic and dramatic, so I'm going to say 4 months.
Yeah. What do you mean? If it was for her birthday, I mean, maybe she did keep that bottle for a special occasion.
Okay, 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, her occupation, she's a professional clothier.
Clothier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's 28 and a professional clothier.
So in other words, she works retail, kind of.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Maybe she picks out outfits for the stars, outfits for VIPs.
So she works in retail. Got it.
She doesn't work in. Oh my God. Okay, you're.
Yo,
I
worked in a Hollister, Martica, like for like 2 weeks, and then I quit. Long story.
Listen, yeah, my first job was at Payless, so
they called it like, yo, like a clothier, and like I'm like, I won't be no clothier, and like the fuck, I look like being a clothier. Like, I don't even know what that means at that time. Mind you, I was like 16, but yeah, but that's what she does though, from Des Moines, Iowa.
We have a little sweet moment with Peter and Madison, which, by the way, this is the only time we're going to see Peter and Madison having a moment this entire freaking episode, because I feel like they got a lot of time. Episode one in the 3-hour special of last week.
Mad time.
Yeah. So they have a special moment and he gives her a frame photo of her with his family. And let's be honest, not only was that a special date last week, but that's a pretty special gift. And it shows you, like, Peter is into her.
Yeah, the only way that doesn't work out is if Madison fucks it up somehow. Like, right now, I'm already calling it Madison's final three. She's going to the fantasy suites. Like, if it keeps on going the way it's going right now, like, there's no possible way that she's not going to make it to the fantasy suites. The way that they were Eskimo kissing, the way that they had their heads on each other, their foreheads mm-hmm. on each other. Like, mm-hmm. y'all, like you could tell because se está enamorando.
Body language.
Yo, that body language was ill. Like, it was, like, very on point, and you could just tell.
Yeah.
And he is catching feelings, and it's not just for the booty. It's not for the looks. Like, he is catching emotional feelings. Y el mm-hmm. man se está enamorando.
That's happening with him and other girls in the house, but we'll get to that part later. So when all this is happening, Kelsey's basically telling the other girls about the champagne and like bragging, oh my God, like I got this champagne and I can't wait to have this moment with him. And then some girls fixing her makeup, and pretty dramatic how this girl's acting. And then all of a sudden, I can't do the pop noise. Pop! They hear a champagne bottle pop, and you see Kelsey's face. Oh, hell no! She's ready to pop someone in the face. And when she looks over her shoulder, she sees that Peter and Hannah are drinking her special bottle of champagne. But can we be fair? Hannah is just as guilty as Peter, because they both saw the bottle of champagne, and they're like, ooh, there's a bottle of champagne right here. They're probably thinking, oh, production set this up for us, so let's pop this together. Let's do it.
Boom! I'm not a fan of Hannah Ann, so far at least. But I do believe it when she said that she didn't know that that was Kelsey's bottle. Like, she wasn't with the girls. The bottle was just laying around. You're in a mansion. You're on a TV show. Like, you're going to a whole bunch of different locations within the mansion. Yo, I would assume too. Oh shit, they left the bottle for us. And there's like two chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like, all right.
But she was acting crazy. Like, she goes and runs off and hides and starts crying, and she's acting all ridiculous.
Bugging.
And, Yeah, and then Kiara has to like pull Hannah to the side and explain to her what just happened. And then Kelsey comes out and then confronts Hannah in front of Peter. Like, are you psychotic? Like, do you know how crazy you are looking? You are looking like a psycho ex-girlfriend who just caught her man cheating to have a situation. Okay. And it's kind of like, Kelsey, why are you mad at Hannah? You should be also be mad at Peter, because it was both of them opens up that bottle together.
Well, she assumed that it was that Hannah planned it out, that Hannah knew that it was her bottle. Like, oh shit, this is Kelsey's champagne bottle. Let me fuck with her. I'm gonna grab this bottle and pop it with Peter. So I can see how Kelsey could think that, like, all right, Peter had nothing to do with it. He had no idea it was supposed to be a surprise, but Hannah knew that. I think that was her logic, Kelsey's logic. I truly believe that Hannah didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It was just it's unfortunate for Kelsey, because fuck, like, I really thought that was gonna be a nice gesture, and I thought that was sweet. You know, it was something that was meaningful to her, and she wanted to share that moment with Peter.
But also, I didn't like how she reacted and how she confronted Hannah Ann again and pretty much told her to her face, I'm real, you're fake. I'm tired of everybody seeing this princess act that you have going on.
She called said, her a
bitch.
Yo, called she her said, a snake. Bitch, you are calculated.
Yep. Yep. I was like, excuse me. Excuse me. I honestly do not think Hannah Ann is like that at all. I do not think so. I really don't think that she is calculating at all. There are other girls in that house, Victoria Fuller, that are far more calculating and far more conniving. Hashtag dating married men. Hashtag dating my friends married men.
Your friend?
And I digress. No, but Victoria Fuller has dated her friends.
We don't know that yet. Right now it's rumors. Right now it was just he said, she said.
They ain't rumors. There are articles. There are articles on articles.
There's no proof of pictures. Right now it's just words. You can't believe anything and everything that's on the internet. You know. So to her defense, playing devil's advocate, like, there's no pictures. There's no videos. There's no fucking files. There's none of that. And if you find that, then you post it up at the Bachaleteros on that IG and that Twitter, because I want to see that. Until there's no proof, there's no clue.
Same thing.
Quid pro quo.
I just want to point out that the same thing was being said about Jed, and then the receipts came out.
The receipts came out. And I believe, like, and yo, like, there's no receipts right now. All there is just articles of people saying he said, she said bullshit, that she was with this dude and he's married and so on and so forth. Right now, these are all just he says, she says. Maybe people just don't like her, you know, for whatever reason it may be. You can't make everybody happy. Until I see the fucking receipts, I'm team Victoria.
Bleh. Bleh. Homewrecker. You're team homewrecker. But anyways.
Oh my God.
All right. So, yeah, things get all tensed up. And then we cut to the ceremony. And unfortunately, we have to say bye-bye to Courtney, to Lauren, and to Peyton. I thought Lauren was going to make it a lot further than what she did, especially after her bodysuit entrance. Yeah. You know, I thought she was one of the prettier ones, the one of the girls that was way more sincere. Yeah, I was rooting for Lauren. She got cut.
She was the one that I thought was the most mature out of everybody. Not Natasha. She was the one. And now I don't really think there's many mature ones in Well, not that they're not mature. Excuse me. Let me actually rephrase that. But I think Lauren was definitely, like, as you would say, the oldest one.
And Courtney weren't you rooting for Courtney?
Yo, I actually had Courtney going all the way to the final three and winning the whole thing.
Wrong.
Well, my dreams got cut short.
Week two. Bye, Courtney.
Week two, La Tetona se fue.
Bueno, imagínate. It's not all about titties and ass. It's about brains and bronze.
I agree. And chemistry and love and heart.
And all that jazz. All right. So we move on to group date time. And the girls that are called are Alexa, McKenna, Natasha, DeAndrea, Lexi, Victoria, homewrecker, and Kelsey, and
by the way, super shady and fucked up how we didn't even mention Peyton got eliminated.
Too. I did say Peyton. I did say I, but I mean she was forgettable instead of unforgettable in every way. She was very forgettable.
What song is that?
Nat King Cole. Instead of unforgettable, she's forgettable too. Okay, very forgettable. Right. Unfortunately, pobrecita,
our ears right now. God damn.
Thank you. I wasn't trying to sing. I wasn't trying to hit the key. I wasn't trying to hit the note. All right, and mind you, it's also very, very late, and we're recording this podcast extremely late. But I digress. It's group day time.
Yes. Talk to me.
All right. So these girls, I already said the names, but I'll say them again. Alexa McKenna, Natasha, DeAndrea, Lexi, Victoria, Kelsey, and Hannah Ann get asked to the group date. I think the producers did this on purpose. They're like, Champagne Gate just happened. Let's put Kelsey and Hannah Ann in a room together again.
Duh.
All right. And they are basically walking a runway for Revolve. And it's being judged by Carson Kressley. For most of you who don't know out there, Carson Kressley is one of the original members of original Fab Five from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Janice Dickinson, who is a world-renowned model and how she likes to call herself the world's first supermodel and an ex-judge of America's Next Top Model, and also the chief officer of Revolve. And they basically tell the girls, hey, this is a runway show challenge.
Yeah.
The girl that wins is going to win 41 bags full of clothes, and it's worth thousands and thousands and millions and billions and trillions. I'm just kidding. But, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars.
I speak on every boyfriend and husband that's listening to this podcast with their significant other because they really enjoy The Bachelor and they enjoy The Bacheleteros. That all the three names that you just dropped and like the Revolve, Y Yo No Sé Qué, and the Supermod, like I don't know who the fuck you just mentioned. I have no idea who they are. I guess they're important. I guess they're a big
they're
deal.
They're very important. Extremely.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. No me importa. I don't. But they were a big deal to the girls though. So you know, it's
super awesome. Big deal. Carson Kressley also is a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. Like they're a big deal. Carson Kressley is like one of the people that's influential in fashion. He's on the red carpets interviewing artists and, what are you wearing? And this and that. So he's a pretty big deal. Carson Kressley's a big deal. Janice Dickinson's a big deal. The chief brand officer of Revolve, no sé quién es, but obviously she's the CEO of Revolve. Hello.
CEO of anything, you know.
Yes.
Como decimos en Colombia, una chimba. That's what's up.
Exactamente. And these girls started like freaking out once they found out that they could win so much clothing. Did you see their faces? Their faces lit up.
Yo,
the 4th of July.
Like they just found their like most amazing sugar daddy ever that's only gonna be there for a day. Like, yeah, I got you. Just turn it up. Let me know. Holla at me.
And right after they said that it was gonna be a runway challenge, your girl started freaking out. Like,
of course. She's very insecure, you know, like she's not good in the public. That's one thing I've noticed about her. And you know what? And that's OK. You know, there's a lot of people that are not good with performing in any sense of the term in front of people. Like she gets scared in front of a crowd. She even said it even before they even knew what the date was. Like she's like, yo, I don't like being in a group. Like I'm a very like, you know, into myself type. Which is okay. There's nothing wrong with it, you know, to each your own. But I'm proud of her, though. I loved how, you know, how she overcame her fears. You can't deny that Victoria F, she did her fucking thing in that group date. She surprised everybody. See or no?
Of course, because she faked it. She faked it harder than her orgasm.
I don't want to hear that. This ain't you on Netflix.
Listen, she faked it like an orgasm. I'm sorry to tell you. She freaking faked it all. How can a girl who's super insecure about herself, hold on, girl that's super insecure about herself, like crying, almost about to have a full-blown panic attack, again, super people. Dramatica. My gosh, freaking dramatic AF. She's llorando limosna. I swear to God, yeah. Crying and bawling her eyes out to the point that I don't know if I could do this. Oh my God, I can't. Like, I'm so horrible in these types of situations. And then she goes and flaunts her shit in lingerie for millions of people to see.
You know what helped, though? I'll tell you right now. You know what that was? That was liquid courage. She was chugging down that wine. She was taking shots. She needed it. She had that liquid courage because sober, I don't think she could have done it. But you know what? That, like, she was lit. You know, she was.
Listen.
She was feeling nice. She was feeling nice. She was feeling buzz. You have a lot more courage to do a lot of things when you, when you got a little sum in the system, you know?
I thought she was dramatic. I didn't believe her. I was like, she's a great actress. Like, she deserves an Academy Award because a person that's really insecure about their bodies, really insecure about how they feel in a certain type of way in public, will not do a runway for the life of them, nor will they. And if they do the runway, they're going to not show up in lingerie. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm not a girl who likes to be the center of attention, says the girl that freaking is half naked in front of an entire show and then goes and makes out with Peter. Like, seriously?
Hey, again. Listen. Yeah, like, yo, Jay-Z once said, when the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling without this. Like, yo, When you have shit in the system, when you have alcohol in the system, which she clearly did, you saw her chug down a whole glass. You have more confianza. You have more confidence. She does lack confidence, though. She does lack, you know,
she lacks confidence. Well, we see that after the fact, but I feel like she obviously stood out. So did Hannah Ann. She came out in a wedding dress to show Peter how she would look if, in case they ever got married. I thought that
was extra as fuck.
Super. That was smart and in a classy way. In a classy way without showing her goods. FYI. And by the way, Carson Kressley, Janice Dickinson were just enamored by her. She's like, ooh, she's a cutie. She's gorgeous. This and that. They also said the same thing about Victoria F, that she was stunning. And she is. Victoria F is very, very beautiful. And by the way, they also loved Natasha. Natasha killed it on that runway too. She had a lot of attitude. She had a lot of attitude. McKenna, unfortunately.
Nah, I hated her outfit.
Yeah, because it looked like Vegas. And that's something that Janice Dickinson was like, this is at Vegas. Let's see. Kelsey was super sure that she was gonna do great in the challenge, and it was more like wah wah wah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Kelsey, but that competition, as soon as they announced it and before we even watched it, everybody and their mothers knew that Hannah Ann was gonna win that.
Duh.
She's a pageant queen. She's won USA pageants. Like, that was hers to win. Like, it was what it was, you know? Like,
it was a runway challenge. Like, she's an actual model. She models for a living.
Yeah, and it was a modeling challenge for a modeler, you know? Versus somebody who works in the medical field, a.k.a. Victoria F. So, like, yo, like, of course Hannah was going to win.
Victoria F is a medical sales rep.
Yeah. Yo, but, like, by the way, yo, Hannah Ann, she is turning herself into the villain of
she is not turning herself how into the... how is she how what? How is she the villain of the season? How
did you not see how she swung her dress towards Victoria, like right next to her? Like, she just threw her dress, like the bottom part of the dress, boom, all over her.
Love, that's showing off the dress
in a way, and that she just stood there. She's like, nah, I'm gonna take this show type of thing.
That's what you're supposed to do. But first of all, hold on. And you're talking to someone who has competed in beauty pageants before, who has done runway. What she did, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, your shot to capture the audience is at the end of the runway, and you have to milk it for all that it's worth. All she did was give a final look and stayed a little bit longer. I'm sorry that Victoria F, Mrs. Oh my God, I can't do this. I don't know, I'm going to do this. Couldn't do that and wasn't. She's lista to cry and she's lista to form tantrums, but she's not smart enough to freaking give them what she's got at the end of the runway. Sorry, hashtag sorry, not sorry.
If you look up Hannah Ann on Twitter, she is literally, literally villain this, villain that, villain this, roasting her, villain that, playing a victim card, playing a victim card. By the way, I see a hilarious one where it's like, the winner of the Revolve competition, and they put a crown on Luke P. I've been saying this. She is the Luke P of this season. Yo, like, she got this she is evil not the Luke vibe P. about her.
She is not, and I'm, watch. She has a very sweet side to her. You're going to see how this plays out, that she, honestly, when Colton season, Hannah B was the villain of her and Kaden. Hannah B was the villain of between the feud of Kaylin and Hannah B. Remember that? Hannah B was...
Nah, I'm not. She wasn't no... Villain.
She was. People were defending Kaylin. No, Kaylin was the one that was being defended. And people were saying that Hannah B was just jealous that Kaylin got first runner up and she didn't. Plain and simple. So let's see what happens now with Hannah Ann.
I am looking at the video right now. Like, I am dead ass looking at the video of when both of them, Victoria F and Hannah Ann, came up on that runway together wearing the same dress. Yo, first of all, Hannah Ann, she stepped right in the middle, which I don't mind. You know, okay, cool. She made the move. And then she held her dress that swings, held it for a quick second, looked over and waited for Victoria to be right next to her. And she legit threw it on top of her. Like, yo, like, that shit was just disrespectful. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't like her attitude. Like, she feels, to me, she got that super entitled vibe. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Like, she's the villain. She's the villain of the season.
She is totally not. And I'm going to, I listen, the way that we bet this weekend that Llame Pa Verte, Bailando Sexy, Le Doy Dembow.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole insider. Yeah, I lost the bet. That's a long story.
He lost the bet to someone who actually plays reggaeton for a living. He lost the bet about
it
music.
It was a reggaeton bet, but
But the point is, the point here is, my love, that the same way you lost that bet, and luckily I was like, don't worry, you don't owe me any type of money, you're going to lose this bet about who the villain is this season. I'm calling it right now. It's not Hannah.
She gives me mean girl vibes all day. That's the modern day Regina George right now.
She is not the modern. The same way that I think she's being misunderstood. I think there's a target on her back. The person that always gets the first impression rose, there's always a target on that person's back. Just saying. Mock my words. It's not going to be Hannah Ann. Okay. When at the end of the season we're doing this final recap, you and I are gonna talk, but whatever.
Oh, we're absolutely gonna talk about this without a doubt. Hell yeah!
All right,
on to the next, because we're on this topic a lot.
Yeah. So again, Hannah Ann won the She won the contest. Obviously, she's a model. She was gonna win, and Victoria F had a freaking breakdown about it. Like, you're gonna tell me that girl is emotionally stable? She flipped her shit.
Yeah, she was bugging. She flipped her shit. That was drunk tears. She was crying because she was drunk. That's what I think it was.
Hannah Ann is everywhere. Like, oh my god. Like, I can't
don't be mean. Don't be mean.
It's true. Like,
don't be mean.
She was being a sore loser. She wasn't giving.
Wait. How was she crying?
Oh my god, you're horrible. You see? I can never win at anything.
Oh,
always Hannah Ann. Oh my god. So bad. I mean, she really was. She really was crying like that. No, I'm not bad. Listen, let's replay it. She was bitching and whining because she didn't win that challenge. I just wanted to prove to Peter that I just wanted to be seen by him. I'm not the type of person that's the center of attention.
But you know what? Like, after the fact, though, like, you know, she had like a little one-on-one time with Peter. Yeah, like, they had a nice conversation. She almost gave up. She was like, yeah, I'm not about this. I felt like that was genuine. I feel like she really wasn't about it. Like, she doesn't like the drama that comes with it. She don't like the baggage that the TV show brings. Granted, you signed up for this fucking show. Like, you know exactly what it brings, and you're going to have to deal with it if you want to try to go far and try to have a future with Peter. Just is what it is. But at the same time, too, like, it was kind of like, yo, like, you know, I'm going to say these things and let's see if Peter's going to budge and try to tell me like, nah, I don't want you to go. Like, I think we have a real vibe. And that's what it was. You know, Pete was like, yeah, I want you to stay. Like,
yep.
And he gave her that rose too, which I thought was really dope. And I think that's another one, like Victoria F and Peter, they both have a really solid connection. They have I don't think they've gotten into like too many deep conversations as you've had with other girls. But I think there's they just have that spark. It's always a good foundation to have. So, hey, at the end of the day, whether you like her or not, just like I admitted with Hannah, you know, they just got it. They got it going on right now, you know?
Yep, same thing as Hannah and Peter also have that
yeah,
spark.
Yeah, yes, they do. I will not deny that.
And they were also giving each other Eskimo kisses and I like you and I kind of like you and like that whole I think that tit for tat little kid playful type of love and you can tell that he's falling for her. You can tell that Peter is falling for Hannah Ann. Just the same way that he's falling for Madison. You can say sorry, I know that bothers you. I know that bothers you, but and then Hannah Ann also proceeds to tell Peter that Kelsey bullied her. Like, she pulled out the B word. And right now, using that word.
Playing victim like a motherfucker right now.
She wasn't playing victim. Like, the girl, she was not playing victim. Kelsey, in the confessionals, in real life, said some really mean things to her. She's not lying, and she's not incorrect. Okay? Do I think that her using the term bully was accurate? Not so much.
Nah.
I don't think
she was being disrespectful.
She was being IE, which is even worse than being a bully to me.
But like, bully's a strong word though. Bully's a very strong word.
And yeah,
like,
especially now in these times.
Yeah, you know, like she was being like Kelsey, and that's really what she was doing. She was being rude.
Not only rude, but disrespectful, condescending. Who are you to judge her? Who, like, she's telling you to your face, she apologized. Hey, like, I didn't take the champagne. Why are you acting crazy? Like, that just shows the mental instability that Kelsey has going on in her brain. Okay. Yeah. Obviously Victoria gets the rose after that. And then Peter pulls Kelsey to the side and he's like, hey, can we talk for a little bit?
Yeah.
And I mean, Kelsey defended herself and she's like, hey, I'm not bullying Hannah. There's a difference between me saying not nice words to her face and me constantly bullying someone. And I think that's how the episode ended. No, that's it. It ended with with Peter and Kelsey talking. And
damn, man. Kelsey gotta go. There's too much baggage already. There's too much drama going on already with her. I'm not a fan of her. I think it's time for her to go. By the way,
what?
Kelsey's something else. She was having, we're going to backtrack a little bit. Yo, she had a really rough 20 minutes.
Oh, you mean like the champagne, like spitting back up on her face? I'm like, yeah.
Yo, she went from like so in love, excited about the champagne bottle to, oh shit. Completely breaking down because Hannah took the champagne bottle with Peter. Breaking down. And then Peter tries to console her. Like, yo, like, all right, let's just drink some champagne over here. Oh, you want in the glass or in the bottle? She's like, well, I ain't classy all the time, you know, boom, boom, boom. And, yo, tries to drink it out of the bottle, trying to look cool, yo, and just got a champagne shower. Looked like shit. Yo, like, she had a really rough 15 to 20 minutes on national TV.
Pero quién la manda? ¿Quién la manda? ¿Quién la manda to do that? Be classy for 2 minutes. For 2 minutes, what?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't mind if you like, if you take a squiggle out the bottle,
a
like,
swig.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if you're gonna drink it out of the bottle, then don't fucking make yourself look like an ass either. You know?
She looked like a complete ass, and I don't think she was trying. She was already doing that all on her own. By the way that she was behaving and talking about the other girls. Oh, seriously.
Man. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, that's...
She needs to go. My reaction when he gave her the final rose at that cocktail party, I was like, really? I would have given Lauren the rose before her.
I mean, like, he had more of a connection with Kelsey than with Lauren. So, like,
I think he also gave it to her like a pity rose. Like, this is what happens for getting a champagne shower straight to your face.
I feel like it was like, all right, no matter who I give a rose to now, like, I'm just taking an L regardless. You know, like, I only got this amount of roses. I can't just, like, give up this rose. So, like, let me just give it to just Kelsey, I guess.
Yeah, it was a pity rose. It wasn't a genuine rose. It was a very much a pity rose.
He knows damn well he's not going to take Kelsey far. Like, I feel like he already knows that, like, deep down. At least within the show.
Yeah. But next week's previews are going to be insane.
Yo, like, it looks fire. Demi is back. By the way, one of my all-time favorite Bachelor people. I love Demi. I think
her and I are kindred spirits. Like, we're kindred spirits, her and I. I see myself in Demi. We're little. We're feisty. We say what's on our mind. We're very, we're not PC. We are, but guess what? She's one of the most beloved characters of this reality franchise.
Ever. She's an icon. She's a Bachelor icon.
And that's, for the first time, someone that doesn't win Bachelor Nation, someone that's not on Bachelor, like, that's not a lead. Someone that's not the Bachelor or Bachelorette. For her to be that beloved is crazy.
Yeah. So good for Demi. I'm excited for her to be back in the mansion next week. The pillow fight looks cool. And champagne gate drama obviously continues. Just like they like to continue every fucking drama, like this past week with Hannah Brown.
Yeah.
Fuck, you know.
And did everything leave you? I just felt by the time that we were done tweeting and just talking about everything that was happening live, I felt emotionally exhausted. I was like, emotions.
I was tired. I was emotionally tired. I'm like, damn, man. Like, it's like I felt really, it was a roller coaster. I felt so happy at one point. I was happy about that little one-on-one interaction with Madison. And then I was satisfied with Kelsey. And then I was happy because Victoria F was getting her shit right. And she was finally building confidence. And then she broke down. And now I'm like crying with her. Like, damn, like, it was a lot. Like, damn, like, them producers are killing it with the storytelling on this episode. But yeah, like, I'm honestly, I think it's so stupid. Like, really, like, we're arguing over a bottle of champagne. Like, bruh.
Yep. All right. And the producers, mind you, and this was all the producers' idea. They're the ones that started because they knew.
I don't doubt it.
They knew that this was going to make this girl crack. They're like, this bitch is crazy. We're just going to poke her a little bit. Like, they poked the bear and look what happened. All the content, all the drama, all the memes.
Yo, for real.
Period, point blank.
And I think that gets to the finale of our episode, which means hashtag Bacheletero Award.
Yes, sir.
So check it. In the meantime, y'all gotta follow us on that Instagram, on the Twitter, on Facebook, todo lo que hay at the Bacheleteros. All right. The Bacheleteros. All right. So, of course, every week, every episode, we have three different categories for the awards. We have La Loca of the Week, which means who is the craziest girl that went out this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, La Come Mierda of the Week. Who the ate purse. The most shit?
Yep.
And the MV3, the most valuable three contestants of the episode. So, we're going to start with La Loca of the Week. Ladies first, Martica, who you got?
Kelsey. I mean, really? Wasn't it obvious that she's the loca of the week? She's the craziest bitch of this season, okay? So far. Her crying mess, champagne gate, all the waterworks, her confronting Hannah, confronting McKenna. I mean, it's no wonder that she was la loca of the week. Not only that, but all the name calling McKenna a snake, calling Hannah a bitch, calling Hannah calculating and saying that she's tired of her princess act. Like, she really attacked her. She really went in. Y por gusto, honestamente, over a bottle of champagne. Come on. Yeah. What are we? Three? Oh my God, they didn't share my toy. We didn't share tea time. Oh my God. Get over it, Kelsey. Get over it.
Yo, Martica, you got some good voices.
Why, thank you.
I did not know that about you. You got some popping voices.
Why, thank you.
All right. So, my La Loca of the week. Drum roll. That was your... Let me hear a drum roll. Your drum roll. Yo, there's no way you can't pick Kelsey. Like, oh, man. She just... Like, for me, the topping, you know... Like, just like
the icing on the cake.
Yeah, the icing on the cake, the topping on the, you know what? The topping on the pizza. There you go. The topping on the pizza was just like the champagne going all over her face after she already had a horrible,
that wasn't her fault.
20 minutes. I mean, like, you know, when, you know, the saying, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
Yeah. All over your face, basically. And yeah, I mean, I didn't like how she reacted. She was very emotionally immature. At least this episode, I think this brought a ugly side out of her. She was very, like I said before, I'm not a fan of Hannah Ann at all. But you know, she, the way she treated Hannah Ann because of the champagne bottle, that shit was whack, bro. Mm-hmm. It was whack, man. She could have handled that way better. Like, hey, Hannah, can I talk to you for a second? Like, let's talk, you know, like just as adults right now. Like, yes. All right. So this is what I wanted to do. I just want you to be honest with me. No hard feelings. Just keep it straight up with me. What's up? Like, you took my champagne bottle. Did you know? Was this plan? Like, yo, like, there was a way to go about it, you know? She let her emotions completely get in the way, and that fucked her up. So, yep. Kelsey, agreed. La Loca of the week. Now, La Come Mierda of the week. Who ate the most shit this week? Martica.
Who do you think I'm going to say?
Don't be saying my baby Victoria.
Same as last week. Victoria, no! The home record Fuller. All right. Crying. Listen, she already cried last week. She's crying this week. Her going on rants. I'm done. I'm having a hard time being with Peter. I can't handle this. Oh my God. I'm anxious. Oh my God. Oh, I'm scared. God. I don't think I could do this runway yet. Okay. I'm going to be a fabulous bitch in black lingerie. Like, get the hell out of here. Stop exaggerating. Stop faking it like an orgasm, sweetie. This isn't a porno, sweetheart. You don't need to fake it that hard. Okay. Also, the fact that
she's short. Wait. Whoa. Martica, are you okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, wait, take a breather, girl.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. She was a sore loser, really bad sore loser. For Hannah Ann winning.
She was being a sore loser.
She was being a horrible sore loser. And you know what? I'm tired of it. It's like, give props and give respect where it's due. You didn't win. Oh, freaking well. You still killed it on that runway. And there's no need for you to exaggerate. Just be yourself. What is so wrong with these girls not realizing that all you got to do to win a man's heart is just be who you are?
Ever watched the movie Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
So when you say that, it reminds me of, remember Ryan Reynolds' mom in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
and so, like, she's like trying to console Ryan Reynolds because he's trying to impress that girl that he used to like. And you're like, well, honey. Be yourself.
Well, clearly that advice didn't work for what's her face.
But I don't want to be myself.
Basically. So yeah, Victoria Fuller, I'm so sorry. I know you're like team Vicky F.
Yeah.
But she can go F the hell home. Team okay. Vicky. Anyways.
Have you this might be a little after your time. No offense. Have you ever watched Fairly Odd Parents?
No.
Yeah, that was definitely after your time. So when I think of the name Vicky.
Wait, hold up. Why are you bullying me? Hold it. Why are you bullying me right now? Why are you attacking me? You are attacking my age. You are attacking my sir.
I didn't attack no age. I just said something what might have been a little after your time. A little,
uh-huh.
Isn't that?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I ain't saying, oh, you old as fuck. Did I say
sir?
That?
Sir?
Martica, you old as fuck. Did I say that? Did those sir? Words come out of my mouth?
Sir, you are attacking my age, sir.
Did I say like, okay, grandma? Like, did I make any jokes like that?
Yeah. Sacó la clase.
Like, did I tell you that class. The next time you come to Miami, I'm going to bring a cane for you or a wheelchair? Like, did I ever say anything like that to you?
Uh-huh. Says the one that's super sore every time he comes out of the gym. But that's the gym?
No.
There.
I hope you're sore when you come out of the gym. Shit, or else you ain't do nothing at the gym.
I'm rolling my eyes at you so hard right now. Anyways.
Like, did I ever tell you that you're going to the senior citizen home, like, next week? Like, I didn't say any of these things, you know?
Uh-huh. Listen. At least I still get ID'd every time I go out anywhere. Anyway, don't play.
You caught the little shade, too. You caught that shit mad late, too. So, no, Fairly Odd Parents was a show on Nickelodeon, one of my favorite shows growing up. And so, like, one of my favorite episodes was, all right, so Timmy Turner, who was the main character, his babysitter, her name was Vicky. And so there was a famous song that went, "Hey, Vicky, so icky, and the thought of being around you make me oh so sicky." So I feel like you might have enjoyed that song, but you wouldn't get it because that was a little after your time, which is okay. It's fine, you know?
And I just want to point out that the selection of the women that he's going to choose just shows how immature and how he, of course, you know, is still a little kid at heart. But it's okay. The reference, guys, Fairly Odd Parents. But it's okay.
I got to put it's you okay. on Fairly Odd Parents. All right. La Come Mierda of the Week for me. Honestly, I have to change it to El Come Mierda of the Week.
Peter?
I got to give it to Peter, man. Ping a Pete, man. And, like, reason being is because, number one, like, it was a bad start for Pete in the beginning. I don't think he's all in yet, like, with these girls. Like, he's still caught up with Hannah Brown.
So he's eating shit.
Yo, he's eating shit right now. It's like, I feel like he's doing this because I think he's contractually obligated. I feel like if it was truly, truly up to him, he would have been like, fuck this, you know? And then really try to make it work with Hannah. You know, if there was no Dancing with the Stars at that time, if there was, like, something where he could get out contractually, then boom, you know? Like, he's out of there. But I think he ate mad shit. I think he just had to put up with it because, yo, I can only imagine, to be the Bachelor, how much of a major contract you have to sign and how many small letterings that you have to, like, go through within your contract. Like, it must be mad shit. And I don't feel like it was fair to the girls. I mean, I get it. I get both sides. Peter's not over Hannah Brown yet. It's been too soon. And Hannah coming back to his season fucked him up. Yo, he just ate mad shit with that, you know? Like, he's still stuck on her. Now, you know, and I feel like I'm scared that everybody else is going to be just a rebound to him. Damn, you yawning? Am I boring you? Fuck.
Listen, it's been a long day, and you know this. It's been a long day.
1:15 in the morning right now.
Yes,
Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is. It's been a long day.
So with that being said, the final hashtag Bacheletero Award, the MV3, the three most valuable, or the most valuable three contestants. Martica.
Okay, so I do have to give an honorable mention, like, that almost made it to my top three. Like, almost. Gotcha.
Fourth place,
because I have to mention her. Natasha. Okay. Natasha surprised the hell out of me this week.
She did. Yes, she did.
She did. Like, I mean, she's not an MV3 for me because I don't think that Peter is that invested yet.
Yeah.
But the fact that she stood up for herself, the fact that she stood up for the girls, the fact that she was so vocal about how she felt about the whole Hannah and Pete situation, I was like, wow, thank you for standing up, not only for yourself, but for the girls here in the mansion. So bravo. Okay,
I agree.
So she's my honorable mention. In third place for me, McKenna.
Ooh, okay.
McKenna, because obviously you can see that there's chemistry between her and Peter. He obviously told her to her face that you're someone who makes me want to leave the past where it is. They danced together, and obviously he pulled the move. So he obviously shows that he's very much interested in her. In second place, Sydney.
Okay.
The fact that she was able to be vulnerable with Peter, and she was able to open up about her struggles, about being biracial. And, that very deep conversation, you can tell that there's chemistry. You can tell that he likes her and vice versa. And it was a very tender moment between the two of them. So I, obviously, second place goes to Sydney. And my in first place, let's drum roll right now. First place for me, obviously, I stand with Hannah Ann. Boo. I stand with Hannah Ann. I don't Boo. Care what you have to say. She won the runway challenge. She looks beautiful in that wedding dress. She killed it on the... She's... Listen. Just... Oh, by the way, FYI for you and for our listeners, just because you know how to walk a pageant runway doesn't mean you can be a fierce model and walk an actual Paris runway, okay? People who have ever... Anyone who has ever watched America's Next Top Model knows what I'm talking about. Beauty pageant queens never make it far on that show. So, yeah, Hannah Ann killed it. She looked fabulous.
Wait, you said beauty pageant queens never make it far on The Bachelor?
No, and they never make it far in America's Next Top Model.
Oh, gotcha.
Not The Bachelor, America's Next Top Model. Gotcha. Just because you know how to work a stage doesn't mean you know how to work a runway.
Yeah, damn. So, and first place, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like she stood up for herself. I feel like she handled herself with dignity and with grace when she spoke to Kelsey. Because otra le entraba arriba. Honestamente, another girl would have beaten Kelsey's ass. And the way that she behaved and the way that she handled herself. And she was like, I didn't do anything. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't do anything. You know, and she tried to explain to herself, like she tried to explain what she was going through, and Kelsey was acting crazy. I feel like she wears her heart on her sleeve. I feel like she's misunderstood. She's my number one. Yeah. So those are my MV3.
Martica, my homegirls from back home in Jersey would have taken off their heels.
Yep.
Had me hold my earring. Hold my earring. Hold my fucking. Yo, that like the way Kelsey acted was just unacceptable, bro. All right. My MV3. Number three. I don't really have an honorable mention, to be honest with you. But all right, my number three, Sydney. I gotta go with Sydney. I think she is progressing. I love the connection that they're building. I love the deep conversation that they're having. There's a certain it's not a sexual connection. It's a deep, you know, there's just something spiritually deep about the chemistry that Peter and Sydney have. And I'm very excited to see how far that goes. We see in the previews how, you know, they're clearly on a one-on-one date on a helicopter. And, you know, they look happy together. So I think they're both two very different people. So let's see how they mesh in the long run. But she made awesome progress and she killed it this episode. So shouts to Sydney. And she's fine. Like, she's
bad. Beautiful.
Yeah. And yeah, so I'm definitely excited for her. Number two. I gotta go. I know you don't like her. Victoria F. She killed it. Like, I think she really killed it. She's very emotionally unstable. I get it. But if you think about why she's been so emotionally unstable, it's been because of the anxiety that she gets around a lot of other people. That pressure of other people and having to make an impression at all times around a lot of other people. Like, yo, like anxiety is a real thing, you know? And you know, and certain things trigger that anxiety for a lot of people. And I totally get it, you know? Like, this is definitely weighing on her mental health. And she struggles with that. She 100% struggles with that. And I can definitely relate to that. And I think she's gonna be fine. I really do. I think she's learning how to cope with it. I think she's becoming more confident day by day. So let's see how that goes. My number two is Victoria Fuller. My number one, yo, we didn't see much of her because we saw a lot of her on episode one, but it was great. Like for the little time that she had on this episode and
Madison,
I think she stays on top. I think she's number one right now. Like just that connection that that Peter and Madison had. Like what got me was the Eskimo kisses, the little forehead rubs, and the gift that he got her. Yeah, it wasn't known. All right, all right. Let me give you an example. Peter gave Lexi what?
What?
A Hot Wheels car. Peter gave Lexi a Hot Wheels car. Mm-hmm. Right? Regalo. That was his gift.
Right.
What did he give Madison as a gift?
The picture of the family.
Of the family.
Yeah.
Like, that is huge. That is major right there. Like, yo, like, if he didn't see a future with Madison at all, then, if I didn't see a future with somebody, I wouldn't. that girl a picture of me, you, and my family at my parents' vow renewal. Like, nah. So I think that was very strong. To me, Madison is in the lead.
That really make her the number one this week? Really?
So yeah. For me, like, family is number one, and the one that like the family is attached to right now is Madison. You know, like Mama loves Madison.
Yeah, and but that's an unfair advantage because Mama hasn't met the rest of the girls.
Yeah, but I'm saying up to right now, up to this point. So until we get there, then we cross that bridge when we get there. You feel me? But yeah. As of right now, I think Madison has the upper hand because of family.
You know? Yeah, because she met the family, absolutely. But I will say this, for right now, the four girls are leading the way. Madison, Hannah Ann, Victoria Fuller, and Sydney. For me. Yeah. Those are the girls that are leading the way.
I'm not mad at that. And you know what? I'll give my fourth place to Hannah Ann. So yeah. I agree with that. So I'm not mad at that at all. And with that being said, that is episode 2 of The Bacheloreteros. Yo, you can follow us on all social media platforms. Instagram, on the IG stories, we're always going off. On the Twitter feeds, we're always going off. Especially since we're live tweeting and live storying at all times during the episode. At The Bacheloreteros. All right? So we're going to spell it for you. Bachelor. Bacheloreteros. The Bacheloreteros. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. You can follow me at It's Al Pizzle. Like for Shizzle, It's Al Pizzle, Martica.
And you can follow me on Instagram as Martica, MARTICA, Lopez, LOPEZ. And on Twitter, it's Martha, like Martha Stewart, M Lopez, as in J-Lo. Same spelling, TV. Martha M Lopez, TV on Twitter. And then Martica Lopez on Insta.
Hey, love. Martica, you be safe out there in Tampa. Love you, girl. We'll talk soon.
Love you, Alpi. All right. See you guys next week.
All right. Mwah.